You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you were to open up Instagram and search all the photos that were tagged at Pearl's Finest Teas in Los Angeles, you'd come across a ton of pictures of hands holding a drink that is royal blue on the top, bright yellow on the bottom, and sort of a mushy purple in the middle. Honestly, it reminds me of a tropical fish, and it's called the orange yuzu.
Mix it, and then all the flavors will combine, and it'll pure magic in a cup.
Yeah. But this is gorgeous. So this is kind of blue at the top.
This is the yuzu.
Yep, the yellow.
Yeah, and then this is hibiscus tea. It's all hibiscus tea, and then because once the hibiscus tea hits the yuzu, it creates that, like, purpley effect in the middle.
Wow.
Hence the gradient, hence the gradient. Sunset. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's definitely the drink that's taken Instagram by storm, and a lot of like press outlets have definitely come to try that and photograph it, as well as like Instagram and social media. Yeah.
That's Francis Miranda, one of the shop's owners. And the social media thing, that is not an accident. This place was designed to be Instagrammed, and not just the drinks. There are millennial pink walls with green banana leaf patterns, a red neon sign, mid-century marble tables. Miranda and his co-owner, Dennis Calvero, are part of a fascinating trend. Businesses built explicitly so customers will want to photograph, share, and, well, advertise for free.
I think that was primarily the main focus, you know, because having social media as the main source for marketing now, especially for food and beverage, you know, we thought it was key to really have, you know, those elements of some kind of backdrop, some kind of neon, and then even a little counter spot where you can make it seem like you're at an actual cafe diner.
We really wanted that counter to be somewhere where you can sit down and interact with a barista, assuming it's not crazy busy in here, which it does get from time to time. And that would be the matcha latte espresso with almond milk, as
wow.
per your request. Yeah. Definitely one of the most Instagram drinks here as well, like nearing to the orange yuzu. But yeah, social media to us is a very big part of everything because you can see in real time what's going on in a space. You know, you can Google an image. It might be from 6 months ago. But with social media, if you geotag something, you could see it 5 minutes out. We were basically trying to drive traffic, you know, and have
it's bringing more business. It's the new word of mouth, but visually, right? It's like someone posts something or uses one of our hashtags, and instantly people are like, oh, someone just went to Pearl's Finest Teas. I need to go over there and get me the orange yuzu.
It's basically like free marketing. If you're not utilizing this tool, then I'm sorry, you shouldn't be doing business in this day and age.
Yeah.
Do you know, in terms of bottom line, how much this has gotten you?
If I was to quantify it in like percentages, I would probably say like a good 30-40%, like easily. A lot of our business comes from just being on the street itself. There's a really crazy popular streetwear store, which I would, you guys know what it is, Supreme.
We passed Supreme.
Yeah. So kids line up from, this would be Rosewood all the way to Melrose for releases, and that would happen from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for a Thursday release. They definitely send people over here, and we have Fairfax High School across the street as well. So
there's so many places here that people come already, and prior to opening, there were 4 coffee shops that opened within the last 2 years on this block. And, you know, when the space came available, our other partner was like, we need, you know, a different type of drink to offer for the kids that come, that stand in line, or the other guys that work in the other shops. So tea came to mind. And to the social media point, I think, you know, if we ever added something more to the menu, or if there was, you know, any kind of event, you know, all we had to do is make a flyer and post it, and, you know, people are here.
It's like an instant press release for anything you want to do, from new pastry items to ice cream sandwiches to a new drink.
It's
basically
free.
It's like one button out to the world.
Guys, thank you so much.
Oh,
thank
no
you.
Problem. Thank you.